Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Forensic Science, A Beginner's Guide, written by Jay Siegel and read by Rodney Gardner. Very few movies, books, or television shows depict the activities of real forensic scientists, although television broadcasts of real events, such as the O.J. Simpson trial, give the viewers a glimpse into the criminal investigation process and the activities of forensic scientists. Crime scene investigation will be discussed in detail in Chapter 2. Here, we will look at what forensic scientists do and how they do it. We will also look briefly at the culture of the crime laboratory and how that affects forensic scientists' activities. Forensic scientists have three major duties. 2. Analysis of evidence and court testimony are carried out by virtually all forensic scientists. The third, crime scene investigation, is performed by some forensic scientists, but is not a common part of the job. Analysis of scientific evidence is the bread and butter of forensic science. In most cases, forensic science laboratories analyze evidence brought to them by crime scene investigators or police investigators. This raises the interesting issue of, when they perform their analysis, how much a scientist should know about the circumstances surrounding the evidence. There are two schools of thought. The first, and prevailing school, says the examiner should have as much information as possible about the crime or incident from which the evidence came. One should never analyze evidence in a vacuum. The other school is the purely scientific one that the evidence should be analyzed completely objectively and nothing should be divulged about the evidence that would bias the examiner in any way.